Lord, we thank you right now this morning for your goodness and your mercy, giving us another opportunity to bless your name. And Lord, help us to see the ways the bees show up in our life, because we know it's because of you. There are so many more bees that we get to experience. We get to experience blessings, joy, how you bring things. We do have the Bible to strengthen us. And most of all, we thank you for your blood, which has been given for us. And we just say thank you right now in the mighty, strong name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We say amen. Our scripture is 2 Corinthians 5:17. If you'd like to follow along, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And I'm reading from the Modern English Version this morning. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Look, all things have become new. Amen. And today we're talking about these three B's. Somebody say these three B's. So we're going to be talking back and forth with each other this morning as we talk about these three B's. And as our title says, we are bringing a friend, we're bringing our Bible, but also we are going to be ready for what God will do and what God is doing. Amen. So when we have our friend and we're here, we're coming expectantly. How y'all coming? Are y'all coming with expectations? That's right. So we are ready for an unforgettable experience. And this is our moment to repeat after me. Be encouraged, be uplifted, and to be inspired. And if you want to do those things, put your hand together for what God is doing. So my three B's are two sets of three B's. And these three B's are brave or bravely, believe, because, before, beginning, and behind. And we're going to pull it all together. And my supporting scripture is, Jesus tells us in John 14:1, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Somebody repeat that. Believe in God, believe also in me. That also means that we are to believe also in ourselves. Amen. Yes. So, y'all know how I like to see how many times words appear in the Bible. So the word brave appears in the Bible 114 times. Believe shows up between 239 to 292, depending on the translation. Because God does so much, it shows up 1,076 times. And because he did it before, that's even more. 1,389 times. There are a lot of things happening in the beginning, which shows up 41 times. And somebody say behind. We got 215 times. 15, Katie? 215 times that we are able to put things behind us. Amen. But we do all of this because C.S. Lewis says, I believe in God. Everybody believe in God, just wave at me. Believe in God like I believe in the sun. Not because I can see it, but because of it, all things are seen. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? Kind of hard to see things in the dark. Moonlight is there, but you can't see in the moonlight like you can in the sunlight. Amen? Amen. So we're going to go with the befores. Whenever we look at the three B's of the fours, we know that One of my favorite scriptures, y'all know, is in the beginning was the Word. So we're talking about words again this morning and how they show up for us. And Jesus tells us before. Somebody says before. Jesus declares that before Abraham was, I am. I always thought that was some awkward sentence structure. Before Abraham was, I am. But that just lets us know who Jesus is, letting us still know who he is. Jesus says, I am. Somebody say, I am. And Jesus is identifying with himself, with the God of the Old Testament, whenever he was telling the folks that. I think he told that when he was telling, what's his name, Jesus, Holy Spirit, Nicodemus. Before Abraham was, I am. And I love that scripture because there's something about that that just kind of makes me sparkle on the inside. Before Abraham was. Abraham was the first. He was in Genesis. He was way back. But Jesus said before even Abraham was, I am. Not I was, but I am. Repeat after me. Not I was, but I am. Yes, and y'all know right from the start, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God. Somebody say beginning. In the beginning, God. And here we go. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. And another one of my favorites is from Revelation and Omega 1:8. I am Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, says the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come. Amen. Yes. That's all right with me, too. You got to know how to start, blessed be God, and you got to know how to end, don't you? That's right. And we can't mess up whenever we start with Alpha and Omega. And then Philippians 3:13 tells us, which refers back to our key scripture, this one thing I do. Y'all repeat this after me. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are in front, beside, over yonder. It says, forgetting those things which are behind. And whenever we are reminded, behind shows up in the Word for us 215 times. Now, three more B's. Somebody say three more B's. Say, this girl like her B's. Yes, she does. Now, the next one is brave. Is anybody brave right here? Yeah, if you're brave, just wave at me again. That's right. Because we're told in Deuteronomy 31:6, if we're going to be brave, it says be strong and of good courage, which is another way of saying brave. This is God talking now. This isn't Pastor Katie just saying something just to, you know, boost your ego and make you feel better. No. The Lord is saying, be strong, be of good courage, fear not, do not be afraid of them. Somebody say, who is them? Well, whoever them are, we are not to be afraid of them, okay? So somebody say, do not be afraid of them. Y'all know why? Because the Lord thy God, that is going with us, and he will not fail us nor forsake us. I'm going to say that again. He will not fail us nor forsake us. Now, that's a good reason for us to be brave, is it not? We know who we got. Somebody say, do you know who you're working with? Yeah. Who's with you? And then this is a command. I mean, the strong voice of God coming up in Joshua 1, speaking about our bravery. Have I not commanded thee, not suggested, kind of sort of almost, you know, maybe sometimes when you feel like it, this is a command. Have I not commanded you? Why another be? Because the Lord your God, our God, is with us wherever we go. Somebody say, wherever we go. Where is God? Where is God? And we don't have to worry about it because we know wherever we go, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. I love saying power like that. Somebody say power. Love and a simple mind, sound mind. I just want to make sure y'all listening to me. Did God give you a simple mind? A sound mind. That's right. 2 Timothy 2:17, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter how we stand in place, and sometimes we might look strange, we can still say, well, I have a sound mind no matter how simple I may seem, okay? How many of you got a sound mind this morning? My mind is sound. But Katie Webb has been known to act simple. But my mind, somebody say, my mind is solid. Praise God, because y'all know why? We have to believe. We believe according to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. And Jesus said unto him, guess what, y'all? This is the man who said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Because sometimes, you know, our belief does get a little shaky. My belief does get a little, you know. I know I'm strong and I'm courageous, but Lord, my knees be shaking sometimes while I'm trying to stand there and be strong and brave. But he says to the man, if you can believe, all things are possible to him, to her, to us that believe. Ain't that something? What is all things? He didn't say some things. He didn't say most things. You know, he said all things. Somebody say all things. Just like Paul says, I can do all things, not most things, all things, through Christ who strengthens me. And Jesus said, oh, this is another one of my favorite, y'all. Whenever the sisters were at the grave of Lazarus, and Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you be, you will see what? The glory of God. Does anybody want to see the glory of God today? If you want to see the glory of God, put your hands together. Yes, we want to see the glory of God. And the third B is because he lives, we can face tomorrow. But Psalm 116 says, I love the Lord because, somebody say, because he heard my voice. He heard my supplications. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live, okay? Because we, oh, y'all know that song. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. And then 1 John 4:13 says, we dwell in, y'all listen to this. We dwell in him. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. So it tells us in 1 John 4:13, we dwell in him. John 15 tells us to abide in him, and he will what? He will abide in us. So we dwell in him, and he is in us. Why, y'all? Somebody say, because. Because we're not off to see the wizard. Mm-mm. Because he has given us his spirit. Touch your heart like this. Say, he has given us. He has given me his spirit. And y'all know why? I like the Message version. That's why we are able to embrace these B's, whatever the B may be for Christ. It says, now we look inside, says the Message version. And what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah, united with Christ, gets a fresh start. Somebody say fresh start. We are created new. The old life is gone. Boy, doesn't it take a lot to believe that? Somebody say the old life is gone. It is gone. And a new life emerges. Look at it. Close your eyes, y'all, real quick. And just consider your life. Somebody say it is gone. Look at it. It is gone. All this comes from our God who settled the relationship between us and him. And then he calls us to settle our relationship with others. Somebody say, look at that. Yeah, you can open your eyes. Look at that. Look at what God, look, see what the Lord has done. And because the old life is gone, because there's a new life emerging, guess what? We have the ability to garments the kind, which is one of the fruit of the Spirit. It's also one of the garments that we wear according to Colossians 3. We get to be brave. We have to be brave. According to Joshua, we get to be creative because God did not give us a love, a power, and sound mind just to be confused. That means we can be creative. Amen. And guess what else? We can be thankful. Somebody smile at me. That's right. Somebody say, be happy. Mary J says, all I want to do is be happy. And then what's his name? Bobby McFerrin says, don't worry. Be happy. So it's time for us to be happy. Say, it's time for us to be happy. It is happy. It is time for us to be happy. But more than that, guess what, y'all? It's time for us to be you. So touch yourself and say, be me. I can be me because why? We have a fresh start and we have this new creation. Do y'all believe it? If y'all believe it, put your hands together. I believe it. And because I believe it, and because y'all know we can't get through without an acronym, we have to tell you what believe means. So believe means bravely experience life, intentionally expecting victorious events. Do y'all believe that? So please repeat after me. Bravely experience life intentionally, not on accident, oops, I just happened to kind of believe. No, we are doing this on purpose. We are doing this with a sound mind. We are on point with our ability to believe. Amen. And guess what, y'all? We're expecting. What are y'all expecting God to do? What are your expectations for that which God has spoken quietly into your life? What are you expecting? And is it victorious? I'm not going to tell no story about how I used to not believe. And I mean it. So what events, what do victorious events look like? Somebody say victorious events. And we're going to go back to John 14 again. Don't worry. Jesus said, don't worry. Let not your heart be mine. And we can't have a troubled heart and a troubled mind and believe. So we got to decide who we going to dance with, which way we going to move. And he says, you believe in God, believe also in me. What if the believe also in me is believe also in me, us? Because he already told us when we look at 1 John 4:13, he dwells in us. So if we believe in ourselves, we are believing in Jesus because Jesus is within us. And that is where our belief comes from, right? Repeat after me. I am confident in this, not my ability, but what God is doing through me, for me, in me, with me, from me. And even though I'm saying me, I'm saying us, okay? I'm not talking about just Katie. Us. Somebody say in me. In me. And then we have to believe in ourselves. Say it to me. I believe in myself. I can remember a time when I didn't always believe. I didn't even know how to really believe in God. So I figured, well, how am I going to believe in myself if I don't believe in God, Jesus? And when you start thinking about it, and when we start thinking about what are we believing in, what are we putting our trust in, does what we believe in and what we trust in look like what God is offering us, promising us? But not only that, somebody say commanding us. Therefore, men and women alike, somebody say, I am Eve. I am Eve. Eve is expecting victorious events. Are y'all expecting victorious events? Are y'all expecting victorious events? That's why I can't wait to see what my brother's going to sing whenever we get ready, whenever we come to church. So I wonder, how you going to show up in the bees today, bro? My brother shows up by singing, "Be, bless your name." Are we blessing the name of Jesus this morning? And guess what? God has been so good. He has been so good. He is being so good because he is constantly blessing us, isn't he? Because God is still doing what God does. And what God does, bless us. Give us another reason after another, after another, after another to have a be experience, to believe. And it's not just that, it's all six of them. It is giving us the ability to be brave, to believe, to begin, to know what happened before, and to put those things behind us so we can begin believing. Because of what he says. Amen. And then he wrote, that's why I be over there in the corner scribbling. Because he's breaking every chain. Somebody say, break every chain. He's breaking every chain. He is bringing things back. What is he bringing back, y'all? He's bringing back the joy. He's bringing back healing. He's bringing back love. He's bringing back the anointing. And not beauty in brokenness, beauty not brokenness. That's fresh from the Holy Spirit. We're not broken, y'all. We're getting better and better and better. Because, see, his blood makes us whole, right? So we are getting better and better. Maybe we have to have a new B word. Not broken, better. Somebody say, I'm not broken. I'm better. Now, that's from the Holy Spirit, because I wrote that down and put the not under there. We are beautiful, not broken. Beauty, not brokenness. And therefore, y'all, we can be confident. And we can stand. And we can pray without ceasing. And we can remember all the things that God has promised us. Y'all know why? I love this. We are able to do this because we first overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by what? The word of our testimony. Do y'all testify that y'all believe? Do y'all testify that y'all are brave? Do y'all testify that there are some things that are before, that are beginning, and there are a whole bunch of things that's behind us and they're going to stay? Say, oh, he's now. Yeah, we have to proclaim it because you know what? He's always doing the most. Outdone. I had to combine our last two series. God always surpasses and exceeds, and he goes beyond. He is always doing exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or believe, think, imagine. But for the sake of the bees, ask or believe. And if you believe that, please give God a hand clap of praise and stand up on your feet. Today is a day for us to be, as Brother Alpheus told us. Be encouraged, y'all. Be encouraged. Be uplifted. Be inspired. Because we have the best one on our side, and that best one is the blood of Jesus, the best be that we have going for us. Amen. Let us pray this morning. Lord, we thank you for how you